Welcome to Unhinged with your host, Teresa Romer, motivational speaker, fashion expert, and fashion guru.
Welcome to Unhinged with yours truly, Teresa Romer. Today we've got George Rojas.
Hey.
Again.
Again.
He's back.
The first one we did in the closet.
Yes.
Now we're out the closet.
Yep. So yeah, the very first one we did together, you were in the closet. And then now we're in the studio. Where the podcast happens now.
We made it to the official studio.
He's like, will you ever invite me back? Oh, yes, George, I'll invite
you
back. Part two. So, wow, what a year. So, I remember we started working together like...
8-9 years ago.
It was 2016 or 17?
You know what? I think it was 2016.
I think it was too.
Yeah. Working with Michael Costello.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so, I was in your second issue?
Yeah, second or third.
Yeah.
So now I'm on issue 300. I'm just kidding. Literally.
But I'm trying to remember how we even met.
Who was it?
Somehow obviously, we met.
Maybe they weren't that important because we can't remember. Sorry if you're watching. Now I really want to know how did we meet.
I know. I'm trying to figure out how we met. I think it was through somebody in Orange County. Oh, wasn't it, what's her name?
Yeah.
I'll remember.
We'll have to remember
I'll
that.
I'll remember. But anyways.
But thank you for introducing us.
Yes. Yeah. But anyways, it's been and we actually lost touch for a while.
For a bit, yeah.
Not on purpose. You know, life just gets busy and you were busy.
You were also moving. I remember because you were in a different house. And then we talked a little bit during COVID.
Right.
We reconnected and then from there started to kind of work together and collaborate together.
Right.
And so, here we are.
But anyways, it's just been an amazing 10 years practically.
Oh, yeah.
We just celebrated your 10-year anniversary with Amore Magazine.
Huge. Big. It was amazing. 7 covers in 1 quarter. The team did amazing. I was so happy that you got to make it 10 years, receive some proclamations from 5 different counties, different senates. It was really, really amazing to have Teresa Giudice, mm-hmm. Real Housewives of Jersey, Danny Trejo, amazing actor, Machete. Just he had some really wise words. Michael Hearn, Mr. Mm-hmm. Olympian, mm-hmm. And Natalie Eva Marie, and our power players. Yeah. So I think a little over 400 people. Beautiful red carpet. And people are still talking about it, and it was amazing. What'd you think?
It was beautiful.
Yeah,
but your events are always beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful people, beautiful everything. You know, but
from everywhere, huh?
But yeah. So I just 10 years. You know, you look back and go, wow, like. Did you really think 10 years ago you'd be where you're at now?
No.
10 years later.
They said it was a dying, printing magazine was a dying business, and not knowing, but good thing with digital and social media, you kind of have to reinvent.
Right.
And how you advertise, how you market, what your market is, social media, the people that you're surrounding, your team. You got to make sure that you have everything in place. You know, and then obviously you learn as you grow. You know, certain franchising, certain business partners, are they a good fit? They're not a good fit. So you learn a lot and you just grow from that. And I kind of reinvented the game. That's it, you know, and kind of fell in love, the passion and seeing people network, meet different people and seeing them be excited to share their stories. So it's 10 years of stories, 10 years of people. So we have so many, we from New York to Texas, which I'm very thankful that you have allowed us with your network to be out here and meet some incredible people and just everyone. And I don't know how I did it, but I did it. Like, I guess if you're going to fight for it.
Yeah.
You got to fight for something. Sacrifice. There is no check-in, day off. It's when you work, it's 7 days a week. You breathe, eat, and live your business. If you want to be successful, you don't cry what hours you get to choose. You get up and do it. No excuses.
Yeah.
If you want it, create it, make it happen, and believe in yourself and achieve it. Don't sit there and wait to be handed. Do it for yourself.
Right.
So no excuses.
It's
not going to be handed.
No, you know.
You got to work for it. You know, an entrepreneur.
When you're an entrepreneur.
You know, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got to work for it.
There are no days off.
No, there isn't.
Just Because even when you have a day off,
it's not easy. You're still working.
You're still working because that's when you're brainstorming or that's when things come.
And
to
I
you,
love it. You know, being you the, know? Using the creative side and the, if the idea if it doesn't work out, that's fine. On to the next. We figure out solutions.
Mm-hmm.
We find ways to reinvent and make it happen. And that's it. Collaboration, networking, entrepreneurs, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of 10 years, you got your 10 years coming up. That's freaking exciting.
So yeah,
10. Well, you got your 10 years coming up.
Isn't that funny that we have like
same? It's like serendipity. Like it just aligned, right?
Is that how
serendipity?
Yeah.
It's my Puerto Rican accent, not Mexican, Puerto Rican, but
you are Mexican.
So no, I am. Well, you know, I've been with Mexicans. So okay. How does that count?
Latino.
There you
Latino.
Go. So okay. You got your 10 years coming up, which last year was amazing. How are we going to top this? How are you going to top this?
Well, you know, and that's my thing is every year I try to outdo the year before. Because we have repeat people that come.
Right.
Because they know that, you know, they don't keep coming back because it's the same damn show every year. They keep coming back because they know every year it gets bigger
better and better
and better and better and better. And it's never the same.
Old Hollywood was amazing. You know,
we rocked it out of the park.
Very classy.
During a monsoon.
That's right. Pulled through hundreds and hundreds of people.
During a monsoon, people still came.
LaToya Luckett was there. Yeah. That was amazing. Yeah.
So, I mean, like, it just goes to show you, even if the weather is bad.
The game still goes on. The show goes on,
but people will come.
Oh, yeah.
People will still come.
Oh, yeah.
So this year, we're doing Cirque du Soleil.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's going to be huge. Yeah.
So tents are going to be higher, and I don't want to
that runway. Is it still going to be over?
Oh yeah,
over
yeah.
The pool? Wow.
We still got runway over the pool and
wait, I'm walking.
Direction. You're walking.
Who else? We got Teresa Giudice.
Teresa Giudice.
Okay, cats out the bag. Sorry.
But yes, Teresa Giudice is our celebrity guest. We've got Natalie Marie.
Oh, she's amazing. If you guys haven't followed her story,
WWE
in recovery as well. She has Hopeolics. Mm-hmm. Hopeolics on her podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast as well. She has quite a few things, and she's back in Orange County. Her body is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Teresa's body is ridiculous. So you got some powerhouses on this runway that are going to bring it.
Yeah.
But you know what I love? It's just fashion's amazing, but doing it for a cause and doing it to bring people together.
Right.
Like everything that you and I land with our philanthropy work and giving back to our communities and just giving back, highlighting nonprofit organizations. I think it's what truly matters, bringing people for a cause.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So these designers and everyone, it's just not fashion. We are actually bringing awareness how important it is to inspire, empower, and support other nonprofits. So are we doing the same nonprofit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Make-A-Wish Foundation,
oh, yeah.
Right?
We always do the same.
Love.
You know, I used to pick different charity organizations, but then when I was introduced to
Make-A-Wish,
it just
I've worked with them before.
Yeah, it just tears at your heart. So
100%.
That's when I was just like, okay, they're going to be it forever.
Like, yeah, I love that.
Yeah. And you know that 100% of your money is going to the kids.
I love that. Speaking of nonprofits, I'm not sure if you remember, but I just officially, as a month ago, it took about almost 6 months. Maritine is now officially a nonprofit, 501c3.
Nice.
Now we are doing celebrities that are mentoring our teens from the age of 13 to 19.
Yeah.
We just did our first issue, our second issue. Our cover shoot is in the end of August, comes out in October. We have some amazing donors, amazing mentors. Natalie's mentoring Mike, Teresa. We also have Jordan Torres, who's a male model. There's a lot of people in the fashion. And these teens are amazing.
Yes.
Our issue was so huge. It was such a huge domino effect. Now we have 27 teens that we're mentoring.
Oh,
yeah. See? So from everywhere, some of these teens flew out. Some are from Texas, some are from New York, New Orleans, California. And this is the diversity of teens. Some are entrepreneurs already. Some want to become fashion designers. It's just a little bit. So is anyone watching, wanting to know more about getting involved in mentoring? Let us know. Contact us at Amari Teen Magazine. And if you want to get your teen, you know, they're not sure what they want to do and not sure what purpose or whatever, contact us. We have an amazing media kit, an amazing team, amazing mentors. And maybe you can mentor some of our teens.
Right.
I think that would be amazing to have young girls or boys and show them to mentor because
they're
the future.
Well, I don't know if this ages me, but, you know, remember back in the day, and it's still around, but I used to be part of Big Brothers Big Sisters.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So I was mentoring.
So you're a big advocate for that. So I think it's big. You got twin, you know, twin boys going 17 mm-hmm. and they're driving. They drove me around today and we went shopping. I was riding low with the boys. That was cool. That was good. They're actually good drivers.
Windows were down.
Very responsible.
Music was loud.
Yeah, it was perfect. We got one of them likes romantic music, so he's a romantic. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, the other one's into, like, he gets a gangster rap. No, but it was really good to see the boys growing, and I'm getting to know their personality in a year, how much, not just height-wise, but mentally and where they're at. And now they're prepping for college, which is why
right.
I think the mentorship with Amari that we started this, I think
right.
is amazing. So
yeah.
just sometimes you don't know, like people like us, we kind of got into different things until
yeah.
we actually found our niche.
Right.
Find
right.
what we love to do.
Right. So yeah, so I'm just overly excited this year to celebrate the 10-year anniversary.
10
of Fashion
years.
I know. I mean, like, it's like...
Huge.
Now, I think we only took 1 year off. I think we took COVID off, of course. Nobody could do anything during that year.
Did you ever do any awards for any of the fashion shows, any of Woodlands Fashion? Have you done awards?
Well, we tried to start Fashion Icons.
Oh, okay. It's like a Project One Way.
Yeah, yeah, but it didn't take off very well.
Oh, yeah, so, Matt Sarafa.
Right.
Project Runway,
right,
hello.
Right. So he's going to be walking this year, too.
Okay, oh, yeah, that bitch is going to shut it down.
But, you know, we started Fashion Icons, where we were going to give out awards to top fashion people in the Houston area. But
we should throw in publications because, you know.
it didn't take off very well, but then, you know, that could have been my fault because maybe we didn't market it in the right way.
Right.
You know, we're not totally going to throw it out the window and say no. You know, we may bring it back and revisit that again because I think there's a lot of fashionable people in Houston.
Oh, yeah.
That
oh, yeah. Houston
that
does bring the fashion.
And they don't really get recognized, you know. And
these ladies go hard. They even get in with their gowns in the pool.
That was Very true. We've seen that firsthand, haven't we?
That was fun.
But, yeah. So, anyways, we've got a lot going on here this year with the 10-year anniversary, and we've been planning. You know how it goes. Your plan forever.
The very next day after last year's, you call, okay, we got the theme. I was like, that, it's only been 24 hours.
Right?
And she's
right.
like, I don't know how you did it, but within 24 hours, you already had it ready.
Yeah.
Rock and roll. And now we're, what, 3 months out?
Yeah.
Getting ready,
roughly.
Which is going to fly by
it'll go so fast. It'll go so fast.
Now I'm excited to see how you're going to. We got press, media, red carpet.
Yeah. We're working on designers
right
now.
I can't wait to see how you decor and what you put up in there.
Yeah.
The entertainment. And
Music. And my designer lady that does all the designs and the decor and everything, out of the park. She's already been working on it for six months.
Well, cheers to us for 10 years.
Yeah.
Look at that. No, it's a milestone. And some people, as we've seen, lose their companies and nothing's like I've seen so a huge corporate. Even, you know, it's funny, but Forever 21, it's not forever.
Right. No.
Like, what happened? There's so many businesses.
And life gets in the way. And so, you know, during this 10 years, for the past 4 years, I've had to deal with my husband and
that's
his
right.
mishaps.
Life changing.
And
his
disabilities and his whole thing. And so, but you don't let all that get in the way and stop you.
You
know,
you
figure out how to handle it still keep going.
That's what I said, solutions. Like, we find ways
right.
to keep making it happen no matter what.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people, when stuff like that comes our way, they just shut down.
Yeah,
they're like, okay,
I'm done. It just makes me want to go harder.
Yeah.
And you saw what I went with a specific business partner, and we were just like, what? Sometimes you got to be careful.
That was a year ago.
With those imposters.
That was a year ago. That was a year ago.
Yeah, a year ago, exactly. Mm. And just, you got to keep going.
Yeah.
Not let it stop. And, you know, that's why you work with like-minded individuals, not those negative people or the people that have excuses. And,
right.
You know, so I'm curious to know, you're filming for something, and I got a little sneak peek and tease last night, and I had to be kind of like, okay.
Uh-huh.
So when are we getting everybody together?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. So can't talk about that one right now either.
We won't talk about it yet. Part three.
But you've been in, you know, in the last 10 years, you've done your part
in
doing some filming too.
owns Oprah's Network, Lifetime, Bravo, Peacock, Hulu, quite a few. And right now, well, we already finished last year. We filmed for VH1 Basketball Wives, season 13, I believe, with Jackie Christie. She was on our cover. We worked with Renee Graziano from Mob Wives, and yeah, that was really cool. And we have some, we filmed the cover and the event, so we have some things coming up. We decided to do our Amari Icon Awards, and we honored Jackie, Renee. We also honored Danny Trejo, which was amazing. Ex-con to icon.
See, I love that. Like, when he said that, from ex-con to icon.
I swear, wow. I need to put that on our shirt.
Yeah.
Because we all have a past. You know, yeah, it's what you do with it after. And right, thank God that some of us change those habits, and whether it's drugs or whatever you're in your surroundings, it's what you do with it after.
So what year, let's go back into your past just a little bit. What year did you finally clean your act up?
Yesterday, last night. We party last night. Just kidding.
No, so you cleaned yourself up.
Yep.
From your past. Yep. What?
November 7th, 2007. I just got out.
About 20 years, almost 20 years ago then.
Oh my God, relax. Dude, I already got called Grandpa Butt. Come on, man.
Is it Grandpa Butt or
I don't know,
butt?
Old man's butt. I don't know, but don't worry. She was nice after, so. But November 7, 2007, I was, about a week before that, I had just got out. And I couldn't finish my Prop 36, which is a program that you have state mandatory after so many times. If you don't complete it, you could do up to 5 years in prison. I kept getting caught selling drugs. And finally, I said, you know what? I was tired. And at that point, I will never forget, my homie was over in the hotel. And he's like, I'm not here to get you high. I'm here to tell you you need to get help. And I want a CVO. And I was like, what? Do you have anything for right now? And, you know, as an addict, you know, that's all you think right, of. You don't want that come down.
Right.
You want to stay up. And then I was looking out the window, 6 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, you know what? And I prayed to God, and I said, you know what? I got to do this, because I was already, my body was tired, seizuring, in and out of the hospital, in and out of jail, overdose, stabbed, it just whatever you name it, I've been through it. And I called my mom at 6. I said, Mom, I'm gonna do this for her, but do this for myself. And I did it. I got into SPIN, serving people in need in Orange County, and they're still around. There's so many programs from KC Services, which is another great drug classes. And I did it. It means I got baptized at Cabbage Chapel in Newport Beach.
Yeah.
I took it serious. I did my program, and don't tell me it wasn't easy, because that come down just like heroin. It was so many years of drugs. You know,
right,
it was 15 years. So
right,
my body was so used to it, it's like normal. You know, just like nicotine or anything. You know, any addiction, alcohol. It's tough. But I did it, and it was one of the most amazing things I could have probably done and turned my life over, and God blessed me in so many ways. I was married for 15 years to an incredible man. Even though we're no longer married and together, we're still actually checking on each other. And
but now, he was an addict.
I'm not an more alcoholic. To me, there's a little bit of difference, because alcohol is legal. You know what I'm saying? So it's,
I understand, but you can still be addicted.
Oh, 100%. Yes, addiction is addiction.
Yeah.
But yes, alcoholism, you know, we went through a lot, and it was tough. Such an incredible human being, intelligent, articulate, and helped start the company for the first 5 years. And, you know, then we moved out and bought a property and,
but here's,
you know, traveled.
But here's the million-dollar question. How do you stay together 15 years and then call it quits?
That was the hardest thing, and it's still hard, it still lingers. And you know, that's now we're in each other's lives, 18 years, because it's now going on three years separated. And it's something that you have to really ask yourself. I know in my part, I gave the opportunity to want to get the proper help, go get treatment, get help, or I'm not doing it. After 15 years, enough is enough. So I chose me.
Yeah,
I chose my peace, I chose my happiness, I chose, because I do not want to have that liability and lose everything. I did not work this far to lose it. So if you're not going to be willing to help yourself, it's telling
right,
me that you're not willing to do it for us. So if you're not going to sacrifice that, then I'm choosing me.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's selfish.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes you got to do what's best for yourself.
Right.
So all those people out there that, you know, having troubles, walk and let them realize what they need to work on, because it's not fair for you to go down that rabbit hole and go through the financing and the ups and downs
right,
and not knowing which drunk side are you going to get.
Right.
You know, is an amazing person, but they got to realize that they're enough to want to get the proper help.
Right.
Just like I did. And
so
you know,
has he gotten help? No.
It's like an out, in and out, mm-hmm. and he still struggles with it. It does good, then goes back, but not to put too much of his business out there. And I just pray that, you know, you only got one life. Don't take it for granted.
No.
You know, and alcoholism is something else. And there's so much out there from, you know, your liver, just emotionally, mentally, and what it does to you. Alcohol drains you, shrinks that brain, man, and it just changes the way you think. And it does something to you. But, you know, luckily, we keep in touch and we try to keep it civil.
Don't you share a dog?
We do have a dog, Chloe. Taking care of her right as the present moment until gets it together.
Do you have visitation rights, or does he have visitation
rights? So in the beginning, I had visitation rights, but now I fully have Chloe, and I'll, you know, drop her off from there. And I'm in a new relationship, and it's he's respecting that boundary, which is something it was hard for him to learn.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing, George. Like, you know, but resilience, that's like, I always say resilience is the key to everything. Like, you know.
And to another 10 years.
Yeah. Yes.
That's it, right?
Yes. Hell yes. Why not?
What did you think of my new man? He's amazing.
He's nice. He's nice.
He is so good to me.
I liked him. I liked him better than the one before.
Thank you. Wow.
But like you need my approval
but,
on
you
anything.
Know, but you know, no. we you know, in a way, like your friends would be the one to tell you, the real people tell you what's good for you.
Yeah.
You know, like we don't need those yes people around us. We know what they want something from us.
Right.
But Caden is amazing. He
he seems to pull his own weight.
He pulls his own weight.
Which I don't think, I didn't feel like the other one
respectful,
did.
Respectful,
I mean, like,
kind.
Maybe the other one did, I don't know. But we're not going to get into that.
Caden brings the best out of me, respects, loves unconditionally.
Yeah.
He reads his Bible. We go to church. We're very athletic. He's an amazing MMA fighter, cage fighter. He has some goals. And I look forward to seeing what the future holds. And even though there's an age difference, I don't really think that matters. It's mindset.
Right.
It's how you move and how you navigate.
Yeah.
You know, he has, as a fighter, you built that discipline.
Mm-hmm.
It's that discipline on what to react to and what not to. And not everything deserves a reaction.
Right.
And we don't yell, we talk.
Yeah.
And he's teaching me that because I'm really loud. And so, you know, but he's teaching, we speak. You don't talk to each other like that. And it's been the most amazing 7 months.
That's good.
And I hope to continue on and see where it goes.
So what's the future hold for Amari?
Ooh, we got some more franchising.
Good.
We are doing several photo shoots from, we did our first events in New York. We're doing some more things in New York. Some more TV exposure, working some more of the Housewives, which I can't wait next quarter.
Yeah.
We're going back and forth with Mario Lopez, Jennifer Lopez. We have some amazing things coming up. So, you know,
did you just work with Tiffany Haddish?
I went to go support her cover release, which is amazing.
Yeah,
Tiffany is really, really sweet. Actually, she just DM'd me this morning, and I'm excited to see what cover. Right now, she's doing a tour, her comedy tour everywhere. Yeah. She's everywhere.
Yeah,
but it has to align what we're doing right now. Working on People of Impact.
Yeah,
we're doing multiple covers, multiple stories. So that's exciting. Comes out in December.
Good.
So that's gonna be fun.
Good.
Yeah.
So where can everybody find you?
George Rojas or Amari Magazine. And
Instagram?
Amari Teen. Instagram. Yeah, Amari Teen.
Mainly?
I really would love people to emphasize and get involved with our mentorship. Yeah. So it'll be fun.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, once again, thank you for being a part of Unhinged with Teresa Romer. And make sure you get out there and follow George and Amari Magazine everywhere. They can be found everywhere.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Everywhere.
And can't wait for November 8th.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes, November 8th.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.